I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
Every man that I've been with has always paid for everything.
You got a man now?
Not right now, no.
Why not?
Because I live in Miami, and I told myself I wanted to be single and learn how to properly love myself.
That is bullshit.
And focus on being alone for a little bit.
Tell me what happened in your last relationship. Why y'all not together?
It was a great relationship. I feel like finances became an issue. Like, he didn't do so well financially.
Oh, listen, y'all hear that? Read in between the lines.
No, but he still was a great guy.
Whoa. I hear you. But yeah. I'm just saying, read in between the lines. When the financial trouble started with him is when you said, you know what, I don't know if I want to be in this relationship.
Well, for me specifically, I felt like instead of him relying on working with me to make money, when it was starting to get low,
yeah,
he chose to use his friends. And
Do you ever had a dream that
see what happens when your bag is low? And this is why I say this. Let me tell you something. Let me give you my perspective. Okay. I tell dudes this, right? The reason I'm not going to do anything for a woman for a long period of time is so I know if she like me or do she like my money. Because a lot of people, they get married or they get in a relationship, and as soon as they fall off, the woman is no longer happy because they didn't really like you. They like the lifestyle. If I want a woman to like me, I can't provide a huge lifestyle for her because she might fall in love with the lifestyle.
Gator don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit.
She broke up with her boyfriend because he fell on financial hard times and then went to Miami so she can find herself. No, you went to Miami to use your body to try to sucker another fool into taking care of you financially. You moved to Miami to find another baller to take a bad deal.
I grew up with a dad, a granddad, and a little brother who thinks he's my big brother. The bare minimum does not turn me on. I hope there is no man on this earth that has come into my life thus far that thinks they have set any type of bar, standard, or tone, okay? Taking out the trash does not get me going. Bare minimum. Holding doors does not get me going. Bare minimum. Paying for dates does not get me going. Bare minimum.
Fuck you. Fuck your hopes. Fuck your dreams. Fuck your plans. Fuck everything you thought this life was gonna bring you.
Okay? None of that. Even not asking me for the cooch on the first date does not get me going. Bare minimum. You never should have expected it on the first date. You never should expect it on the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, but y'all not ready for that conversation. So at the end of the day, no, you are not bigger than this program. And I hope that there is no man that ever thinks that they are. Okay? I know what I expect and I knew what I deserved before you got here. I just felt like, you know, why not? Maybe give you a chance. Oh, well.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. Yeah, go be with one of them. Since they treated you so great, yeah, go be with one of them. Go live with them and keep getting that treatment. If you're so great, why are you still single? Why are you still single? And at the end, you notice she said, oh, I tried to get somebody, you know, a chance, but it ain't work out. Of course, because you're not a good dating option.
We attract what we are.
She is so masculine, talking about, yeah, you got to get on this program. Look, that's what dudes say. No man that you're going to respect is getting on your program. You got to get on his program. And when women say this bare minimum, that's bare minimum, a.k.a. I'm not going to appreciate anything you do for me the entire relationship because everything is bare minimum. Please stay away from these bare minimum bimbos.
Okay.
My dad used to do that. My brother do that. You can't fix that. My brother and dad can. I don't want to hear that shit. The scammers and gangbangers and drug dealers who you've been letting hit it since 15, they ain't do none of that chivalrous stuff.
Remember that?
If a woman cheats on a man, it's the man's fault. If a man try to walk behind me, he gotta be an astronaut. I take care of my woman from the bottom of her feet to the top of her head, and I feed her body at a cellular level.
Nobody is gonna respect him.
I'm not feeding a woman like a baby. Let's start there. I mean, if she preggers, I'll rub her feet, I'll help her sit down and help her get up, you know, stuff like that. I'm not feeding her though. Her hands still work. I know for a fact most women don't want this. They just don't. And the whole thing about if your woman cheat on you, it's your fault. This is one of them dudes who think if I treat my woman really good and I pay for everything, she won't cheat. Those are the dudes who get cheated on the most. The dudes who sit their woman on the counter and feed her food, those are the dudes, ironically, that get cheated on the most.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
Yo, stop playing with her. My baby for her homecoming, man. This is why we ain't doing no 50-50. Right? 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 Come on. That bank account. What that bank account look like? You hear me? Listen, ain't nothing wrong with having a rich father. You hear me? We supposed to always try to get rich for our kids. We go broke for the 24/7. We need to get rich for them so they be able to pull up and homecoming like this.
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
You hear me? And then when her birthday actually comes, she actually get to push one of these toys. She get to push one of these to school. Her daily driver. Stop playing with me. Get rich for your kids. That's what we doing over here. You hear me? Get your kids the same way. All these dudes be hating and stuff. Y'all ahead, get in the car. Let me take you to homecoming. All these dudes be hating and understand, man. You wish. You wish you could. Just say that. Just say you can learn from me. I got programs and everything. Created over 148 millionaires. No need to hate on me and what I'm doing with my daughter. No need to hate on me when I say I'm going to set the standard for my children so they can actually become successful for the rest of their life. And yes, she's going to be with a man that actually provides because she got her own. Don't make it seem like she just ain't like that.
I get it, but then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.
He's going to get his daughter robbed. I think he's putting his daughter more in danger than anything. And then she put a one up when he said, what's your bank account looking like? I don't know if that mean 1 million or what, but whatever pookie she's screwing, he about to flood the hood with narcotics. Why are you putting this on the internet? Pookie and Ray Ray about to be all in that bank account. Pookie and Ray Ray going to be doing donuts in that car at 2 o'clock in the morning.
But you got to realize me and my boys, we go hard. We got $1 million worth of jewelry on. We got $250,000 worth of cars. We candy paint everything. We like to live a luxurious life.
His own daughter might get him set up. She might get the homies to set Pops up when he tell her no too many times. Oh, I got something for you, Pops. So when them dudes kicking the door, just know your daughter set the lick up.
I've met a lot of men who want to be in relationships, who bring up and surprised, they don't like women.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot.
I think that's a lot of men out here don't like women.
I have been surprised because the optimistic, happy me, like, that's not true. But being in counseling, I've seen more men that I'm comfortable with who really have issues with women. They want they are takers. They want you to make their lives better.
Duh.
Right? So one of the questions that I would ask if I was a woman, what do you want out of a wife? How are you good for a wife? Right? Successful husbands have something in common. They are givers. So when you ask them about, even before they got married, what do you want to do as a husband? I'm going to make sure she's good. Right?
Wrong.
A lot of modern woes aren't likable. So it's totally fair for a lot of men to not like a lot of modern woes. You're not a bad person for not liking unlikable people. These type of people want men to give, 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 and get little to nothing in return.
You think somebody gonna hand you something for nothing? You're wrong.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.